And I'm delighted now to be joined by Kevin Hatchard, Bundesliga commentator and expert, to talk all things Man U Kone. Liverpool have entered the race, Kevin, and it sounds like talks are progressing. Fabrizio Romano said Liverpool are informed of price tag as talks took place this week. But first of all, before we talk about all that, do you think it's time for him to embrace a new challenge and leave Borussia Mönchengladbach? Do you feel like he's ready to move on and take the next step in his career?
I think he's ready to move on. I think Gladbach are probably quite realistic about what they're capable of doing in terms of how long they can keep him for. They'll want to extract the maximum that they can for him. There's no set release clause as far as I know, so it's up to Gladbach to set what they think is reasonable. What we do know is he's played very well, I think, in the Bundesliga, and I think he's probably exceeded expectations to a certain extent, because when he arrived, he was only 20. He'd come in from Toulouse, and I think the idea was that he was going to gently be introduced into first-team football, and actually, he was way ahead of schedule in that regard, became a regular way earlier than they expected. And even this season, he'd had some injury problems ahead of the start of the campaign. And Daniel Farke, having just come in as coach, had said, well, look, he hasn't really played in pre-season. We're going to have to ease him in. He's probably not going to play that much to start with. And he was in as a starter as soon as he was fit. So physically, he's somebody who can certainly deal with the rigors of the Premier League. You know, you look at the type of player he is, he's very combative. You know, he's happy to mix it. And I don't think the Premier League would faze him at all.
Yeah, you mentioned their injury problems, and that's something that Liverpool fans will not want to hear considering the build of their midfield at the moment. Is that something that he's been suffering with throughout the kind of last couple of seasons? Was it just an initial settling in thing?
No, not really. It was just ahead of this season, really, that he'd had an injury problem. And it's actually encouraging that he came back ahead of schedule. And not only that he came back ahead of schedule, but he was pretty much ready to go. I think he's shone in a team that struggled this season. There's no doubt about that. He's somebody who's a bit rough around the edges. I mean, he picked up 12 yellow cards in the Bundesliga this season. He was top five in terms of fouls committed. But he goes into a lot of challenges. He was right up there with Jude Bellingham in terms of challenges won for most of the season. He dropped off a bit towards the end of the season. But I think Gladbach in general didn't have anything to play for and just dropped off in general. But he's somebody I think that has been consistent. I think the attacking side of his game can improve. And it'll be interesting to see if Jurgen Klopp gets that out of him if he does go to Anfield.